We're the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS, and this is Rutherford Issues.
Welcome back in to Rutherford Issues this afternoon, and joining us by phone today is the Executive Director of the Tennessee Hemophilia and Bleeding Disorder Foundation, Mary Horde. And Mary joins us to talk about the upcoming Hemophilia Walk, which is in Nashville at the Gaylord Springs Golf Links. And Mary, I know that this has been kind of short notice, but you and I have a mutual friend in Janet Patterson, so any friend of Janet's is a friend of mine.
Well, we appreciate the connection very much.
Very good. Well, what caught my interest with this story is we do a lot with the local high schools and high school football and things of that nature. And Brett's team actually has some of the Blackman football players coming out in support. So I think that is really, really neat. Tell me about the Hemophilia Walk. What is it?
Yeah, we are a first-year site for a national Hemophilia Walk program. So as the Tennessee chapter, we're hosting folks from all over the state to come in and participate in our walk. And so we set a goal as a state, which we have met a few days before the walk. Our goal was to raise $50,000 locally, which we did. And so the culmination of a lot of fundraising activities and a lot of things that we've done to reach that point is coming up this Sunday, November 6th at 1 o'clock. We're actually going to walk kind of a different kind of a walk. We're going to walk on the golf course at Gaylord Springs.
That is going to be really neat, a neat event. Now, explain to us what hemophilia and bleeding disorders, what are we talking about here?
Sure. Hemophilia and the other bleeding disorders that we support, I think a lot of people have a misconception that means that if a person with hemophilia or a bleeding disorder gets a cut or gets some kind of external injury, that they're going to bleed to death. And really, the danger with hemophilia and other bleeding disorders is the internal bleeds. Essentially, with hemophilia and the other bleeding disorders, there is what's known as a factor that's missing from the blood, and that factor helps prevent proper clotting. So in the absence of that factor, someone like myself or you, without a bleeding disorder, we would potentially bruise and we would recover. Someone with a bleeding disorder, what would normally be a bruise, can turn into an internal bleed, which can cause a lot of long-term problems. So basically, the way to overcome that is to, for folks with bleeding disorders, to take injections of what's called factor, which is a replacement for what's missing in their blood.
I would say that you could walk by 100 people and not be able to point out those who have hemophilia or bleeding disorders.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because unfortunately, hemophilia itself is typically occurs in males, and in especially some of the older males in the hemophilia population, they can actually pick each other out. Because one of the issues that you see a long-term damage from hemophilia and from bleeds is joint damage. And so, in a crowd of people, they call it their swagger, but they typically have knee issues and joint issues. So they can kind of pick each other out in a crowd.
They can, but I don't know that I could,
No, probably not.
You know, when Janet was telling me about her son, and he's a big football fan, goes to all the Blackman home games, and to have these kids step up like that, this is just one story of what's going on all around the state, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those, great stories that really touches your heart. I think Brett goes to every home football game. And I think that these players recognize him as one of their biggest fans. You know, and unfortunately, since Brett does have a bleeding disorder, he can't play football. Football to him, is one of those activities. It's just too physical for a person with hemophilia. So it's really neat that he's a fan of theirs, and they're kind of turning the table, to be a fan of his at the walk.
Now, how can someone participate? Is it too late at this point?
It's not too late. They can go online and register. And I can give you the link. It's hemophilia.org and then /walk. And then they need to find the Tennessee Walk. Or, honestly, they can show up at Gaylord Springs 1 o'clock on Sunday and register. And the walk kicks off at 2. There's also going to be a lot of activities. We'll have somebody doing face painting. We'll have a caricature artist. We'll have balloons and games and lots of fun things. So it's a walk and a lot more.
I did find a lot of good information at thbdf.org. That is, yes, your statewide website?
Yes, it is, and that also has a link to the walk website.
Very good. Well, Mary, good luck with everything this weekend, and thanks on such short notice for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Mary Horde is the Executive Director of the Tennessee Hemophilia and Bleeding Disorder Foundation. Again, the Hemophilia Walk is coming up this Saturday, November the 6th, at the Gaylord Springs Golf Links in Nashville. Very, very good stuff right there. At 25 minutes after the 3 o'clock hour, time for us to take another time out. The Huckabee Report is next.